This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I decided that in the 2020 election, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he says he can cure cancer. Yeah, not a joke. He says he's going to cure cancer. And I'm thinking, wow, if he's telling the truth, why not vote for him? I mean, if he can cure cancer, could he also solve climate change? Maybe Joe Biden could end influenza. How about that? I mean, why stop with curing cancer? I mean, if you can pull these medical miracles out of your hat, why stop at curing cancer? Why not? Hey, Joe Biden, why don't you cure diabetes? No, I got it. Let's go even one more. Why don't you cure mental illness? Oh, I know, because then the Democrat Party would cease to exist. So, all right, in reality, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. But it is interesting that he claims he's going to cure cancer. That sounds to me like a John McAfee type of presidential claim, doesn't it? Like John McAfee out there cruising around on his boat, still evading the IRS somewhere in, I don't know, Panama or somewhere, right? And he's like, I'm running for president. But this claim sounds like exactly the kind of thing that Joe Biden would say. Joe Biden seems to come up with these amazing and hilarious quotes from time to time. But anyway, the point of this podcast, though, is to say that the cancer industry really has no interest in curing cancer. So even if Joe Biden came up with a cure, let's call it the JB. Yeah, the Joe Biden cancer miracle. We'll just call it JB cure for short. So if he came up with the JB cure, and if he walked into the American Cancer Society, what would he say? Hey, American Cancer Society people, all you people sitting around getting paid big wages for doing nothing, and just other than spreading fear and supporting the false diagnosis of cancer. Hey, I'm Joe Biden, and I got the JB cure. All y'all people can just go home now because you're all obsolete. Do you think the American Cancer Society people would go, yay? We've lost all our jobs. We've lost all our fundraising. We lose all our government grant money. We are no longer important in society. Yay, we'll all go home because Joe Biden cured cancer. Do you think that's how it would work? Because I guarantee you that's not how it would work at all. In reality, if he gave them the JB cure, American Cancer Society people would say, destroy that cure. Don't let it get out. Can't have people not needing cancer services and cancer treatments and chemotherapy and radiation. Can't have people thinking they don't need us. That's what the ACS would say. And all the other cancer nonprofits. They would say to themselves, well, how are they going to raise money if cancer has been cured? What are they going to do? Send out a message to all their members and say, your donations are no longer needed. Thanks to Joe Biden. We've got you covered. There will be no more cancer in the world. Now, and by the way, what does Joe Biden think a cancer cure would consist of? A magical chemical? Well, that's been tried. Just about every natural chemical or even synthetic molecule that you can think of has been tested against cancer. Turns out it doesn't work that well across the board. Especially for the synthetic molecules. There are a lot of natural molecules that can work, but only in conjunction with the human immune system. So you need immune support because it's the body that's fighting the cancer more than the chemical. Unless you want to just have a stronger version of chemotherapy, just call it like the suicide protocol, where you take, 10 times the current dose, and then guess what? Cancer tumors are no longer growing because the patient's dead. Is that the Joe Biden cure? Like chemo times 1,000. The JB cure, chemo 1,000 model. Is that his idea? And what does he think? How does he think this is going to work? That all the researchers in the world have just been, too busy to test all these chemicals and molecules? No, they've been doing that for years. They've been trying to find the cure for years. Turns out there's not a chemical that does this. The way to cure cancer is to get the body to do it. Immunotherapy, in a broad sense, getting the body to manufacture anti-cancer molecules or to use dietary anti-cancer molecules in an attack that targets the cancer cells but leaves the healthy cells alone. And there are some pharmaceutical companies actually working on this kind of technology. I forgot exactly what they call it, some kind of adjunctive drug immunotherapy or something like that. I don't remember the exact terms. But the next breakthrough in cancer treatment is not going to be a drug. It's going to be a personalized approach that invokes the body's immune system to do the job of killing cancer cells. That's going to be the breakthrough. And as I've said before, the aha moment in all of this comes when you realize that your body is already an anti-cancer molecule factory. Your body is beating cancer every day. Otherwise, you wouldn't be alive at all. Because everybody's got microtumors. Everybody has small cancer cells in their body. Every one of us, myself included. But our bodies keep those microtumors in check. They don't let them grow out of control. They don't let them take over and kill the host, the patient. Why is that? Because the body knows how to beat cancer. You just have to give it the right instructions, the right molecules, the right environment. And that doesn't come from chemotherapy and radiation, by the way. It doesn't come from surgery. It comes from, well, either it could be from the world of nutrition or the world of personalized pharmaceutical medicine, where they're having, you know, immunotherapy that's geared to your immune system and your particular tumors. Personalized medicine really is the future of the pharmaceutical side of all this. But as I say, you don't even need that if you just eat anti-cancer foods and stop poisoning yourself with cancer-causing ingredients. You know, there's cancer. The cancer that's being caused in people's bodies is often because of exposure to cancer-causing heavy metals and cancer-causing fried foods and cancer-causing sodium nitrite in processed foods and bacon and so on. If you avoid exposure to those causes of cancer, you will be able to avoid cancer, prevent cancer, and in some cases, reverse cancer. Not in every case, but in a lot of cases. So, I've got a website called cancer.news. If you read cancer.news, you'll learn a lot about cancer because we scour the medical journals, my staff does. We are currently monitoring over 1,300 journals, and we're looking for stories about natural anti-cancer substances, cancer cures, cancer prevention, cancer technology, cancer causes, all kinds of things, and we write those up. And that's what you'll find at cancer.news. So check it out. And thank you for listening and for taking care of your own health. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And you can read more at that website or cancer.news. You can hear my podcast at the same site, naturalnews.com. Visit my online store, healthrangerstore.com, where we have laboratory-tested and validated superfoods, nutritional supplements, and personal care products that are ultra-clean because we do mass spec testing to make sure you're not getting cancer-causing herbicides or heavy metals or other contaminants in the products that we sell. We're the only online retailer in the world that has our own in-house mass spec laboratory like that where we do this kind of testing, especially for glyphosate, which we test for all the time. So thank you for listening. Be healthy and take care. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.